Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters. Thank you for listening to the Whack Matters Channel Zero No End House commentary. Just as a note, in case you missed it, this is going to be a commentary track where we watch the show and comment along with it. It's meant to be watched with the show. If you're not able to watch the show right now but would still like to hear us talk about it, there's a podcast. If you go to whackmatters.com, we have a separate podcast that's just us talking about the show with a synopsis of it, so you can keep up with it even if you're not able to watch the show. If you would like to watch the show with us, you can purchase it for about $10 on Amazon if you want to stream it from Amazon. Also, it's available from the Shudder streaming service. There's a 7-day free trial on that guy, or also you could subscribe to it if you want. They do not sponsor us. That's just something that if you would like to watch the show, those are some possible ways for you to do it. Once again, this is a commentary track meant to be watched along with the show so you can hear both that's happening. It's not meant to be listened to by itself. If you would like to watch this show with us, then you're going to want to sync it along to us. And that means that we're going to have to start the show at the same time. And we're going to do a sync right now. If you are queued up at 0 seconds, we're going to be starting the show in 3, 2, 1, play. Now.
You should have done some kind of like...
I didn't know it was a sci-fi original. Syncing thing. I am so out of here. Pretty sure these numbers are important.
This is a tiny house neighborhood.
See, that one's going to be on the other side of the street. It's an odd number.
Hmm. Yeah, there's you have to pause it in a second because they present you a number puzzle about what house goes where.
Sir.
It's the mystery of what happened to her hairstylist.
That's right. Is it me or is this already strike you as like a 1980s after school special?
I'm waiting for a young Jodie Foster to be in the background.
Or a Ben Affleck roid raging.
No, this isn't a Kevin Smith movie. So
those houses seem really short to me.
That's what
maybe
I'm saying,
she's a giant and that's the twist.
It's a tiny house neighborhood. Everyone's trying to be off the grid. That house is making a lot of noise.
One of these things is not like the other.
That's the song. I was trying to remember the song. One of these things just doesn't belong.
It's hard to hear the commentary because that's like really loud. I can't hear you guys talk.
See, I think she's headed there to tell them to turn down their noise.
Right.
Yeah, she's saying, hey,
Yeah, which of these things is creepier? I really don't know.
So the dude from Silicon Valley is chasing her down.
Whoa.
Is the grass usually that hard? Where you can just get knocked out?
Well, I know it's usually greener next to the black house, but...
No, I'm saying like if when my head goes into the grass, it just leaves a hole. I don't get knocked out.
Oh, I am. No, I get... every single time I fall down, I get knocked out. I think.
That's unfortunate.
So you were on Smallville then. Is that what you're saying? You're a cast member.
Yeah, I'm an extra.
Shouldn't
action
that friend. Sprinkler move occasionally?
No.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the poor man's version of VHS. I don't know if anybody saw that horror flick.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Yeah, just the...
Like Super 8.
Oh, I thought you meant just like having to operate a VHS in 2018 is just a nightmare.
It's the first time he successfully swam across the pool.
Faster than his kid. She'd beat him all the other times till then.
It's a video that also includes her being an embryo.
That did remind me of a birth scene.
Oh, I thought it was like a hair growth commercial.
That little stuffed animal is about to freak out. It's like, I cannot sit here any longer and listen to this.
Oh, it's a flower.
So the entire show is an experiment. If we play creepy music over anything, is it creepy?
The No End House. Shouldn't it be like the Black House?
Well, that's copyrighted by Stephen King.
Black House?
Or maybe by Richard Bachman.
The Black House is a racist term. Please don't use it.
I'm sorry.
The African American House.
Okay, that's the chick from the beginning, right? She was taken by UFOs.
That's the guy's name?
UFOs?
Yeah.
Is he Greek?
Roman.
Well, no, they usually run with plates that they can break.
Oh, she's watching One Tree Hill.
This is truly a horror film.
Yeah, it's one of the episodes after Chad Michael Murray leaves.
Is she talking to me?
Well, she was pacing back and forth in front of the window for like 50 minutes. Anybody could have seen that cat shirt.
Yeah, but she doesn't have their number.
See, I'm having a hard time with the suspension of disbelief here. Modern teens just don't go outside.
Yeah, there was no possible way she would have gotten up. I wouldn't have gotten up. That's a little harsh.
She avoids them when all possible.
I thought she just dropped them. Couldn't.
Oh, I thought it was like a sad thing. Like, oh, she's chasing feelings, but she can't catch them.
Michael, do you have a different analogy for it? So I can get all four of them?
I think Michael's brain has melted already.
Did you say ask me a question?
Sorry, I didn't mean to take you out of the scene.
Yeah, I was super invested. Thanks, guys.
I was just trying to pretend the dialogue was something humans would say.
Well, to be fair, I've never listened to teen girls talk, at least not in like the last 20 years.
Right, not yet.
As somebody who has, it's not a lot like this at all.
Shouldn't they like try to keep her mic on so we can hear what she's saying?
No.
Yeah, so
you're
a lot of this audio issue is not mine. It sounds this bad in the original mix.
But no,
that's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming
that was a choice. We're seeing this from their perspective, and teens block out their parents. So,
yeah, you know, it's artistic.
It's like a Charles Schultz thing.
Well, it would make more sense if it was in her face. They didn't have the budget for a new hair job.
She also didn't actually throw any water.
Yeah, it was all sound effects.
Yeah, it was just sound.
These texts are important.
She's seeing that on her phone?
Yes.
Nope, it's all, I got you. Tricked.
See, she's not wet. You're right. It was all special effects.
Oh, I think that's part of it.
Yeah, they're going to come out of the water not wet.
See? They're not wet.
You were right. It's just like Jaws. So, Marcus, do teens still go to places?
No. Not the best I can
tell.
They're
drinking. I think they're college students.
Oh. That makes me feel a little worse.
Also, let me follow it up with this. I went to college at one point. Never went anywhere then either. Not that I didn't have to. What, hey?
I don't really understand this young person lingo.
Date or bail?
Vape?
No, person. How dare she assume her personhood identity?
Frosted Tips, I remember that.
Yes. Well, yeah, you're the first person I saw, so I'm out.
You're a misanthrope like me.
You looked like the kind of person that would say misanthrope, and I really can't have that.
What?
That's an odd thing to say.
No. You guys don't say that to your friends when you leave them?
When I first heard the dialogue in this show, I thought it was aiming for something like Lynchian, like weird on purpose, but I don't know if that's the case. I think this is how teens are supposed to talk in this.
It's like the way 50-year-old men imagine teens talk today.
Yeah.
But worse than most of the time when 50-year-old men do that? I mean, look around. We're in a crowded bar, man.
Did she say single as a Pringle?
Single as a Pringle, my boy.
Just because it rhymes doesn't mean it makes sense.
Or that it's a good saying.
Once you pop, the phone won't stop.
Well, maybe they're going to sell individually wrapped Pringles now.
10 cents for a Pringle.
Anytime people talk in the show.
He looks like somebody I know.
In real life?
Yeah.
Is his name Jay-Z?
This is how people act when they're drunk, right?
No.
not the people I know.
No, this is how people act when they're idiots. Or written by idiots.
Well, hold on. Did she just call him Jay-Z? Like, is that guy's name?
Yeah.
That's racist.
Why? He has 9 problems. He doesn't have nearly as many problems.
I feel like his name should be Margo.
Is this where it gets spooky?
It's up to the beholder. That Instagram isn't outdated yet. People still use that.
A sticky note on your monitor.
How old is this show?
I want to say it was last year.
Okay. Bougie?
I think... my girlfriend uses that one. Don't actually know what it means.
Well,
hoity-toity, fancy.
If it's 6 rooms, each scarier than the last, what happens if you end up in the 6th room first?
No, it's a chain. You go through
one. It's kind of like the speed of light. Like, there's a constant progression of scariness, no matter where you enter first.
I've seen this guy in something else.
That's just
else.
Science.
Saying if it's a house, houses generally don't go room to room.
Who is this guy?
Edward Cullen.
He's trying to bring back the pants are rolled up to your knees.
No, rolling up your pants to be capris is a thing that is still cool and relevant. I don't think that's true, but I did it a lot this summer, so... I'm hoping.
And make us read.
Really irritates me when people say library.
I fell in the fire.
Just feel that way every time I'm in a library.
She's talking about reading a book about succubi and then talking about getting all warm. Like she's into it.
Also, if you notice, he very clearly is getting his jeans in the water. If he was going to roll them up, why not roll them up high enough to not get them in the water?
He has really thick knees.
He's probably just doing it to blend in and make friends.
The other conversation was so much interesting. Let's go back to that.
He was a foster kid. Give him a break.
That's why it looks so strange.
His dad didn't want him.
Yep. Doesn't know.
Was that the cause or effect?
Is she going to respond? Oh.
What?
That was a hard sentence for her to get through. Why don't you give her a break?
Yeah. He looks like a Twilight reject.
Hold on. Her dad had allergies.
There you go.
Did she say her dad died because he was so dumb?
No. He died from just, something so dumb.
He's allergies. Just real, oh, okay. Real stoops, man. Dad died.
Maybe your dad was my dad.
I think these guys both look like Twilight rejects. Bella yeah. And Edward. Oh, here we go.
It's the Zodiac.
That's where I know him from.
That and the Drew Carey Show.
Is that not her dad?
No, it's her. This is her finding him dead.
Oh.
From watching too much TV?
He's allergic to it.
He's allergic to TV.
Bad dialogue. He's allergic to bad dialogue. He's like, I can't take this anymore. He's got a butt chin.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope he dies soon then, because that's going to be the only thing I see for the rest of the show. Thanks.
He's also got a weird eyebrow hair out of place.
Right. He doesn't know how to respond to her dad dead. So his face
because
looks...
Because he's a demo.
Is that a flashlight? Like through a piece of cardboard? Is that how they're getting that?
Probably. It does look like a fake moon.
Yes.
No, that's what the moon
I would think
looks
you
like.
Could just go outside and get a shot of the moon, but I mean, what
Not
do
in
I
Canada.
Know? What
I
do
think
I know?
This was filmed in Canada. You can't see the moon there.
So there's no moon true. In Canada.
And now she's going to find her dad dead from allergies yet again.
That's right. Is that a fart?
I hate it when my TV does that.
I mean,
seriously, I thought one of you guys like faked a fart to fill the silence.
No, that was a weird sound effect.
Oh, right. House.
It's like a super liminal message.
We have to remember the order of it. It's house.
Two.
Two. Family. Three. Flower. Four.
Get out. She's in the sunken place. For white people.
I thought about killing you.
Ah, man, I hate DirecTV so much.
She's just like, man, commercials are freaking wild. Why do people watch right. TV? Click.
Wish we were all cable cutters.
Is her name Fargo?
Margo.
Margo.
So there's Margo, Jay-Z, Edward Cullen, and then the other girl.
I prefer Fargo.
I'm glad my turn signal doesn't sound like that.
I think it's his transmission.
That's not a good sign either.
It's a that was actually the first sound they wanted to use for the TARDIS in Doctor Who. but got rejected. So they went with a more, obnoxious
they
went to, one.
They bought it at the Rejected Sounds discount store.
This definitely does sound like royalty-free music, though.
Well, yeah, if you're a royal person, you don't need to charge for money, Michael.
Does that guy look like such a dweeb to everyone else?
Oh, that was the smirk that got him cast in this part.
Yeah.
You know, from that angle, he looks kind of like the kid from Terminator 2.
Never seen it.
What?
I've never seen any movies. Oh, right. It's a cult. They're all in a cult. I get it now.
Just a block party. They've never been outside. They don't know what a block party is. She's about to puke.
Yep. That's okay. Heck, I get that a lot.
They have cable there, too.
She had to get far enough away from the thing so you couldn't tell that she just had water in her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So does...
Oh, it's JT.
Is each episode self-contained?
Say what?
Is each episode self-contained?
Yes.
Dude, that dude really bad wants to light up his joint.
All six episodes are the same story.
That guy can't toke up. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay to go in? This isn't just a haunted house?
Oh, it's actually my house.
Twitter? Oh.
That's right. It's just Al Gore in there without a shirt. He's just in there dancing. Oh, that's so funny. Yes.
You should really read the reviews before you go into the house.
Right. If you do not scare easy, avoid this house.
You think millennials would know to read the reviews first?
Yeah, dude, I Yelp everything.
Yep. I always freak out when I turn the lights out in my house. Beware the cannibals?
Camels?
Cannabis?
Cannibals.
Oh, it was cannibals.
Yeah. That's why it's scary, because everyone gets eaten, except for the people they leave to go outside to puke on the floor.
The way I understand it, that's season 3.
I don't know if you caught the dialogue, but each room has an exit. If they get too scared, they can just ditch.
Hmm.
I'm pretty scared right now.
It's got to move.
Yeah, there's a jump scare coming, right?
It's the cheap scares.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say if there's any jump scares, I'm probably going to fall for all of them.
Ah!
I almost did jump, actually. In line for how long?
Ah, so he's the techie.
It's cracked on the bottom. So are those like urns?
Well, isn't that where most cracks go?
So is that music supposed to be like piped in?
Are you asking if it's in world?
Yeah.
I believe so.
It's kind of hard to tell.
No, the mixing in the show is just that bad. We don't have time.
That means you die first.
That was room number one.
Not so bad.
It's pretty scary.
At least it's not like trying to get through government bureaucracy.
Ooh.
That's terrifying. Try to get through six levels of that.
Each level scarier than the one
Each level scarier than the one before it.
The last room of this house is they just have to sit there and read Twitter for 6 hours.
No, they'd have to fill out requisition forms.
Peace out.
She's out already?
Who bailed?
Yeah, dude, it's freaky, man.
Who bailed?
That was one rando of the no-name characters.
Yeah, rando chick number one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She apparently can't handle people turning on lights.
Is it crying?
I don't know. What did I miss?
Yeah, I assumed something was going to happen there, right?
And this is from their famous blue.
This looks like the gas station I was in on the way to Hastings.
Yeah.
The bathroom was post-apocalyptic, man.
It's a budget hockey rink.
No watch your step sign. They're going to get sued.
Yeah, smirk is all smirk a different way.
He looks like he was told to smile. Like he doesn't actually want to smile. So yeah. He's trying to force it.
No, he considers himself a brilliant actor, and he's like, I needed a paycheck, guys.
This is a stepping stone to bigger and better things.
Okay, they got to come up with a little bit better approach than just flickering the lights. Now they're all underwater. They didn't realize they just went into a submarine. Okay, so what do you do at this point? Do you just, like, attack him?
Because
he's outnumbered.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, all right.
It's like, this isn't scary. There's eight of us, and there's one of you.
But he looks like a tree, so.
So?
You can't attack a tree.
He's not like nature. He's not an ant, man.
Yeah. Boards don't hit back, though.
Looks like a Chewbacca mask that was melted down and then reformed.
Yeah, underneath the mask is that soccer mom.
So this guy wasn't checked. He could have guns in his backpack, for all anybody knows.
That would be a pretty good how it should have ended. He just lights that guy up. They walk to the next room.
Like, how do they know that none of these people know, like, Muay Thai? So if he, like, pushes him, now next thing he knows, he has two blown-out knees.
Pushes him again, they're holding his heart in their hand.
I'm going to follow you.
I have trouble not seeing that extended face is a beard.
Is that not creepier?
No, it looks like a...
Oh, maybe he is Treebeard.
Somebody tried to do an Easter Island head and messed up, and they're like, well, let's build a movie around this.
Are you supposed to be able to hear that, Michael?
No.
Okay.
It's like, look, there's a concession stand in the next room. If you make it past this one, you'll be fine.
One of them's going to be dead now. That's why it's scary.
Or gone.
Yeah, I think that girl's boyfriend's gone. Nope, he's super dead.
Hmm.
So, why isn't she asking? Oh, she's just going to leave. That was a terrible girlfriend.
Maybe it was her blood.
I don't think that's how that word is used.
Confrontational, yeah.
Or I don't understand it, yeah, all
I don't
the
think,
way.
I don't think he, yeah, I don't think he understands the word. Well, it's never too late, apparently. There's an exit for every room. Except for maybe room... Yeah, every room.
Not except for a Bloodstreak guy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he...
Would he go through the caulking?
Couldn't he have just bailed? Like, while that guy was, like, walking up to, like, couldn't he just turn around and walk to the exit? Or while the scare's going on, can you not leave?
What is she gonna say? What?
Yeah, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because he talked for a lot longer than that.
He said it in Elvish.
Enta, she's a tree.
Oh, shoot, right.
Yeah. That makes more sense. Because that takes forever to say stuff.
Correct.
Now I'm confused. Is it three at a time or one at a time?
Three, well, one at a time.
So like three of you have to go in groups right. of three. So three, right. one
Each at a single time. Group is a group of three.
Yes.
One at a time. There's a
comment card for this place.
Right. So you're probably supposed to remember what those images are related. Like each number has an image. Right. And three was the tulip or whatever. Yeah. See? The flower. Because that means something. It's probably meant to mean something, but the directors have no idea what they're doing.
Well, yeah, they don't know
the writers.
They don't know what it means yet. Oh, dude, get it? It's scary because there's a mirror there.
Makes the hallway look longer.
Except for you can see yourself.
I think that sound is in-world.
Like, she's hearing that, or it's just part of the soundtrack?
I think she's hearing it. But it's hard to tell sometimes in the show.
Was she hearing the violins before then?
No.
Because if I heard the violins, I'd be headed for the exit.
Uh-oh.
So you just do like a running WWE drop kick. I mean, at this point, if you think or somebody just died.
I mean, it's a mirror. You could just push the mirror, I guess. Well,
that's what I'm...
What is she hoping to accomplish by walking this close to the...
Or this slowly around it? Is this the jump scare, guys?
It's Jack Black.
What if she just blew on
Do you want to hear some Tenacious D?
She just...
Wait, was she the last one to go through the door? Or the first one?
Michael, your controller's almost dead.
Oh, I thought that was part of the show.
What?
It was a trick. It wasn't room for.
It's actually a dual shot connected.
Somebody's applying lotion.
Oh, I've seen that movie. It's much better than this.
Oh, it's that girl's dumb dad.
He's maybe behind. He faked his death. This is his way of getting back at her for believing that he was dead.
No, she was that stupid. Like, I can't. You thought I was dumb all this time?
You guys buried me. I was just napping.
I have to applaud you on the fact that you got me buried before I woke up somehow, which is impressive.
He's really tired from all the allergies.
Have a glass of warm milk at night before you go to bed and find out your parent, your family buries you.
That's room four. Pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure that each room is scarier than the last.
Right.
Yeah, I think
all it looks like is that each room has less work put into the previous one. They didn't even bother with.
That's a lot of HDTVs, dude.
Right, but they didn't even bother with. Well, they
borrowed them from the Matrix. So.
With, you know, walling, electrical,
insulation. Was there shingles on that roof? Where were the stairs to get up there anyway?
I know, that's true. She's upstairs now. And she didn't go up any stairs.
Okay.
So the geometry of this building is all wrong.
That makes it extra scary.
That makes it extra scary because everybody hates geometry.
The angles are scary. Have you ever read Lovecraft?
Yes.
No.
It's also filled with like a color from out of space. Well, maybe they didn't bury him after all. They just left him right there.
They.
It's like a shrine.
What did they put the death mask on him? Yep. Made him a death mask and forgot to take it off.
One of them was a comic book fan. They're like, "Oh, I know how the doll maker does this real quick. I'll just."
They just paper mache'd him.
This might be your jump scare now.
That's very clearly not her dad, though.
And he's bloated.
It depends on the allergy.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be her?
These kids don't even look like me.
Yeah, I know. Can't believe my acting career has come to this.
They probably made him actually sit in that paper mache mask while they filmed it just for the realism.
Man, this is so thematically rich.
She loves her dad. What's the problem?
Pretty sure horse is going to come back.
It is pretty creepy for her to walk into a room that looks like
her living room. Well, sure.
He's gone. Oh.
I'll give you that. It's a little creepy.
Oh. She has to take the remote from him to turn it off.
It's the test.
If this was me and I got scared, I'd smash that TV apart, man.
I have to go poop. I haven't pooped in years. Is he like, hug me? Man. I need to pick up these writers for the next Stranger Things season.
Yeah, I know. Those people had a problem with two. These people had fixed that right up. Why is she not, like, running around? Why is she kind of cornered herself?
Love me, Margot.
She's just so happy to see her dad. She can't run away from him.
He smells really good.
Yeah, she's quit.
Does he smell like mayonnaise?
Why mayonnaise specifically?
Mayonnaise is a
Have you seen that guy? Look at that guy. There's no way he's not a big mayonnaise fan.
He just wanted a hug. That's literally all he wanted. I don't understand.
Yeah, so the next room be more horrifying.
What do you say?
I think you have to go through to home.
So the sixth room is outside?
I don't know if that really counts as a room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the real world is much scarier than whatever happened in that house.
What a jip. I'd ask for my money back. You don't actually have a sixth room. So I'm wondering, why were these people coming out and puking?
The mayonnaise smell?
The mayonnaise smelled so bad.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, sour mayonnaise is not good.
Who refers to time as dawn?
A lot of people.
I've never heard that done.
It's almost people dawn. That stay up all night.
Yeah. You've never said, hey, it's almost dawn?
No.
I've said it when I've seen someone that looked a little bit like dawn.
Yeah. You haven't lived then, my friend. You've never stayed up late enough where you, man, it's almost dawn. Sun's about to come up.
I mean, the sun's about to come up. Or what time does the sun come up?
The sun's getting real low there, big guy.
Yeah, that's definitely not this movie.
They had to walk home.
I thought they had a car.
But it didn't start.
Didn't they tell us that and we were busy making fun of them?
Yeah, they were trying to start the car and it wouldn't start.
Look out, that house is right behind you.
It's like sneaking up behind them, just following them. Like, you left your keys.
You also freaking left your friends here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, your friend and this rando guy
that you met at the bar.
This was probably her ploy to get rid of them.
And where's the other guy that was with her, who played pool?
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, yeah.
The one with the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd he go? How long have they been walking? Oh,
dude,
my
remember
word.
How long they drove? It was a very long scene.
It's almost noon now.
Well, no, the sun is almost at its zenith.
Oh.
Hold on. There's no possible way these people didn't have their phones on them and would not have called somebody to come pick them up.
I want to say they tried and it was dead.
I'm also really surprised they didn't take a lot of selfies in the house.
That's more surprising.
Yeah, that's the power of plot.
Oh, the dad's back in this world, too.
Well, that's because she's still in the house.
It's the whole world is the sixth room. The only way out is suicide.
Cut my life into pieces.
It might be the last resort. Suffocation, no breathing.
Check the number.
I don't even care.
Check the number.
It's a six. Matt was right then. It's a flower.
Right. Right. And if you turn it the whole thing upside down, it's a six. So where's the exit door for this room? Hey there, Puddin. Yeah, nobody grates cheese like that. Come on.
It's like he's been doing that for scene after scene.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, he's like, all I have to do literally all day is grate this cheese, so I'm going to pace myself.
Sounds better now.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want their dad come back from the dead?
This room's not actually that scary if I get it.
I know. Yeah, this is actually the exact opposite of scary.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm curious what your question is.
What?
That's the end of the episode.
Well, it is called No End House. So, yeah, it is a house with no end. It's like a Mobius strip of a house.
I was expecting to have an episode with an end.
All right. Where have you been for the last 5 years? That's what a series is. Each episode, it doesn't have to have an end. It ends with a cliffhanger.
Hey, thank you for listening to Whack Matters coverage of Channel Zero No End House. If you go to whackmatters.com, there's a sister podcast to this one where we talk about the show in addition to just the commentary track. If you head over to whackmatters.com, you can find the RSS feed and subscribe to all of our podcasts. We also do a show called Life's What You Rate It, where Mark and I make jokes about how awesome everything in the world is. There's also another show called Tune In, where Mark and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and how they're good for everybody, even adults. If you want to support this website, there's a donate button at whackmatters.com. But if you'd like to actually get something back out of it, you could go to whackmatters.storenv.com and buy an awesome t-shirt. We like them. Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you're looking forward to next week when we talk about episode 2. Hope to see you there.